You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Awkward After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Awkward After Show.
So get a baby.
Yes, it worked.
This is so awesome. Sorry, Nikki, your reaction to that was exactly what I was hoping it would
be. Was it? I was like,
wait, that's my voice. Bing is for doing it. We're here doing another AfterBuzz TV after show for our favorite show and yours, Awkward. I'm Tiana Hobson, and joining me as always, I have my lovely co-host.
Hey everyone, it's Giselle, and you can live tweet me at Giselle Ugardi during the show if you have questions for our special guest, who you'll see in a minute.
Hey, you guys, it's Christina Zias. Thanks for joining.
It's Jason Eichler. Hashtag Jason Eichler. Find me on Twitter, please. That's my goal.
I love how you said please.
Please, please. He's polite, you know, as he pleads. And guys, if you haven't already recognized that voice, we've got...
Nobody has.
We've got the awesome Nikki DeLoach in studio with us. Mama Hamilton is here. Hot Mama Hamilton. Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
We're so excited. Back.
Oh my goodness. I would live here.
I'm sure there's space on a couch somewhere. We've got plenty of them. We can make this work.
I love TV so much. Like, I watch way too much TV. I would live here and talk about TV with people all the time.
You're like, can't come into work today.
Yeah. Nope.
Sorry, guys. So tonight's episode was season 3, episode 9, Reality Check. The episode before, the mid-season finale, which is next week. So I think we've set up a lot of things to happen. Mm-hmm. And Nikki's kind of been hinting that our minds are going to be blown for later. So what was everyone's overall thoughts on tonight's episode?
Well, you know, I love me some Asian mafia. So this episode was perfect. Exactly. I couldn't have asked for it to go down any better way.
So. I want Jenna to cheat on Maddie so bad.
No!
It's all I want.
Jason.
Why is that?
Because he's beautiful.
Oh, because Colin is beautiful.
Yeah, Colin is just perfect.
So you're doing this purely off of looks.
Yeah.
He's so shallow.
I mean, I think Maddie's hot too, but Colin just rubs me the right way.
I want them to hook up, but I don't want Jenna to cheat.
See, me too. I want her to cheat, but not because she had anything to do with it, because Colin took complete advantage of her.
So you do want her to cheat.
You want her to cheat in her sleep?
No, yeah. I just want him to make the move so she doesn't have to be blamed for it, okay?
I want Maddie to cheat on Jenna with Mama Hamilton.
Oh,
yeah, I know. There you go. I was telling you guys, I pitched that at the beginning of every season in the writer's room, and they're like, no. I'm like, come on. It's not really that big of a stretch. A fantasy episode.
Yeah.
Lacey and Maddie, like, you know, make out. Come on.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, Bo Murchoff. Come on. He's such a little hottie.
He's so hot.
Not a little. I mean, he's like a man.
Has he taken his shirt off every episode this season?
I think so.
That was in his contract.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
God,
and if not, when he comes in
contract.
Hair and makeup trailer, we all just sit there and we're like, don't you need to take your shirt off and shave or something today? And we just sit there and just watch him, like, shave. And sometimes he'll catch us and we're not, we're, like, unabashedly just, like, staring at him like... Oh my goodness.
HR.
Yeah, it's so terrible what we do to him.
Does he know how good looking he is?
No, he's the nicest. I mean, like, he's the greatest guy. Like, he doesn't at all. He's so down to earth. He's just so kind. He's all about his work. He comes to work. He does an amazing job. He's been great this season. Yeah. And because he's been so good, the writers keep giving him more. But yeah, he's one of those guys that he doesn't know how attractive he is, which makes him even more attractive.
So hot.
Yeah. It's so hot.
It's so hot. Does he have a girlfriend?
Maybe. Well, since Maddie's now my fantasy, we should talk about Jenna's little fantasy during this episode before we get into the whole Asian mafia storyline that I know Christina wants to talk about.
Well, I like this fantasy too, so we can start right here.
With our various coffee mugs on the table. Well, because it's about they're in the coffee shop.
Oh, I'm like, what? Yeah.
Come on.
She's like, keep up here.
Okay, so basically this episode picks up right where last week's left off, and Jenna has just come from her coffee date with Colin, and now she's in bed with Maddie and can't seem to get Colin out of her mind, which, I mean,
it's kind of like the best of both worlds.
Right? It is. When your real life and your fantasy life are that miserable,
yeah,
something's going right in your life. Colin's in her mind, Maddie's inside of her, like yeah.
Blessed.
What's there to complain about, really, at that point?
Shucks.
Yeah, but of course, Jenna being the good girl that she is, she does feel bad that she's having these fantasies, and it's kind of tormenting her throughout the episode. And I love that Tamara gives her the advice. She says, you know, everyone has fantasies. Like, mine's Niall.
Her shower.
Not
the slip and slide.
Niall?
Or is it Niall's? Is it Niall's?
Niall's from One Direction. She says she wants to slip and slide down his oiled body.
Yeah.
He's on with braces, by the way.
I'm on Team Harry, but...
I'm on Team The Wanted.
Oh, yuck.
I'm still on Team Colin.
I'm still over here thinking about Colin and Maddie. One Direction, what? Directioners, don't hate me for that. But I love that she tells her, you know, everyone has these fantasies, which by the end of the episode is kind of the same thing her mom told her, too, but Jenna couldn't hear clearly then. I don't know. Maybe she's just so used to Tamara giving her kind of out there advice that she just kind of went in one ear and out the other.
I think, though, because it's not just a fantasy. Yeah. She wants him just as bad, so that's why she's freaking out.
For sure. Like, I think the moment in the coffee shop where he touches her arm and there's that initial, like, pop where your heart stops for, like, a minute, you know, you don't have that unless you're really attracted to someone. That doesn't happen, that moment where everything kind of around you slows down and you just kind of lose all sense of what's happening and your heart starts beating really fast. It's probably the last time she felt that way was when she was with Maddie for the first time. So I think she knows it's more than just a crush or a fantasy.
Intellectual stimulation, you guys.
Yes.
Well, no, we've been saying that.
Yeah, we have been.
It's really true. I mean, I've been with my husband 13 years and he's the smartest guy I know. And that's a big turn on.
Yeah. Read this to me.
Yeah, he's an entertainment lawyer. He brings out, like, bring home your briefs. Bring home your contract.
Yeah. I object.
Punctuation. Grammar.
Well, yeah.
Words.
He's also kind of teasing her the entire episode, too. So if she wanted the fantasy to stop, there's no opportunity because every time she stops thinking about him, he's there doing something else. Like, what's that on your face?
And I think he wants it just as bad as she does. Even though he's going to his girlfriend, I think he's definitely trying to get it in.
I think so. I love
Can I say that?
Yes.
Okay. I can say that at least once an episode. Okay.
Who's trying to get it in this week? But I think it's funny, too, because when we get into Mr. Hart's assignment for Jenna, which was to create her fantasy of how she wanted or, you know, fantasize about her first time to be instead of the actual story, Colin was one of the students that we never saw his paper. He never...
Yeah,
it wasn't acknowledged that he gave a paper. So to me, I was like, maybe we don't know what his paper was about. Maybe his was about a fantasy about Jenna.
Oh.
Maybe. I feel like when he was trying to help her write it, he was voicing his fantasy right there,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Mm.
And that, with the music playing. And
yeah, absolutely. And the twist.
Subliminally
voice.
Getting yeah.
And then, oh, hello.
Ooh.
Wasn't expecting Giselle that.
Did you get that message? Giselle.
That was going to say, that wasn't subliminal at all. That was pretty obvious.
Yeah. For those listening on iTunes, I just really awkwardly did some
strokes on his arm.
Yeah. I'm picking up what you're throwing down, though, Giselle. I got it. And then throughout this whole episode, too, you have Sadie, who last week we talked about, I kind of felt like Sadie was going out of her way to call Jenna out and bully her and make her feel awkward because, you know, she didn't really have to go to the coffee shop for the performance and she showed up and everything. And then this week, I kind of felt like she was going out of her way to meddle into Maddie and Jenna's relationship.
But that's why she's so amazing. she goes above and beyond to sabotage.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of, what do you think were your intentions in the last episode when you talked to Jenna? She comes home from the coffee shop and you're like, you know better. Do you think it was more her trying to teach her a lesson? Do you think it was her attachment to Maddie? What was, the mama approach?
Well, I think what mama saw at the coffee shop in that moment was that she spotted something between the two of them. And before her daughter got in trouble and did something that she wasn't supposed to do, I think Lacey was trying to say, and remember, you have a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So okay. don't get dangerous. And I think that's the thing with Lacey. Like, she's been with Kevin for such a long time. And I know that there was that little kiss that she had last season with mm-hmm. Ben after Kevin had left, for the umpteenth time. But Lacey was a true blue person. Like, she's always been that way. Kevin has always been her guy. So for her, it's like, you don't do that. And Kevin has always been the one to leave her. So, that's just something in her book you don't do. And if you're going to move on to another guy, you let go of the old one,
Well, and she's been so on this season.
Yeah
she is. Really?
She's in the mama way.
She is. Oh, you just wait.
We seriously say that in every episode. That we're like, that is a great parenting skill.
My favorite was in the second episode of this season where they're in the doctor's office waiting for the birth control and the writers. It was just such a great scene where, like, she's giving her the great advice. And she's like, sometimes my mom can be, give such great advice that she read on a wall. And Lacey's sitting there, like, so proud of herself, Like, yeah, I did.
I think we were watching it and we're all like, aww. And then you see it.
Like the semi-monologue before that, though, in the bedroom where, you had your head between your legs. I think that was probably one of my favorite Mama Hamilton moments of all of Awkward.
It really, really was.
Like, you were just so here and there, and it was just acted out so perfectly.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That means a lot. I get these scenes sometimes from Lauren, who, created the show, and I go, oh, gosh, this is, I don't know. I mean, like, how am I going to live up to this material? It's so challenging and so fun at the same time, because you as an actor, you want something that's going to challenge you. That scene definitely does, because it's like this very, and this is the challenge with Lacey that's so hard that I don't know that a lot of people get, is that, you have to still seem like a mom. Yeah. At the end of the day, as mm-hmm. ridiculous as she may be sometimes, or, as many mistakes as she can make, she has to still feel like a mom. So when in that scene particularly, it's such an important thing. Like, you're waiting to see if your teenage daughter is pregnant or not, and you're trying to find this balance of, like, being there for her, yet at the same time she's remembering on her own, You have to be able to land the joke and in the next moment find the heart.
It was so well done. Thank you so much.
But it's what makes the show, what makes her my favorite character I've ever played. Yeah.
Love it.
So fun.
Well, if we're having a baby.
I know, right?
That was so cute.
Literally and almost on the show.
Christina, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say my favorite part about Lacey is that no matter how much she's making you laugh, you always know that she cares at the same time. And that's what brings out her ridiculous.
Yeah, that was really important for me in the very beginning with her, was like, to make sure that at the end of the day, the mom comes first. And sometimes I really fight for that on the day in scenes where, you know, somebody will come in and the direction will be, I just want you to, like, you know, blow her off or be flippant. And I'll say, no, I can't. Like, I'll give you the joke. I'm just going to give it to you after I make sure that Jenna knows I love her first. You know, mom comes first, joke comes second. And that's, for me, always been why Lacey is so great.
Well, because I think she's, even though she is so over the top, she's very believable as a mom, and I think that's probably why.
It has to be, she has to love her daughter first. Yeah. That has to be the most important thing, you know? And then I would rather somebody believe me as a character. Like, maybe I don't hit every line as a joke, but boom, like every single time. I would rather them feel like I'm present and the emotions are there and that the relationship is real, and then let the jokes come from that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's important just because there is kind of, as funny as the show is, there's sometimes like a serious undertone. Like, teen pregnancy is kind of serious.
Yes.
Maybe a little.
Nothing really to joke about. Not
you're
at
having
all.
A baby.
Yeah. And then you have the STD commercials between.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, with the cheerleaders that they do. I know. With their leotards.
Yeah. They also, you know, touch on suicide for a little bit there.
Yeah.
Attempt. But that's what I like about the show, too, is because back, you know, in my days, in the 90s growing up, we had those sitcoms that touched on the serious subject.
Full House.
But, Full House. But they got, like, way too serious in it.
Or really corny.
Or really the music comes on at the end. I call it the cheesy Full House moment. Anytime a TV show does that, I'm like, oh, here comes the Full House moment. The dad sits on the bed. Mm-hmm. You know, Bob Saget sits on the bed. And he, like, has a conversation with one of his daughters.
My dad looks exactly like Bob Saget.
No way.
Like, no way.
Like, a lot like him. And I used to be obsessed with Full House. And people would be like, oh, your dad looks like Bob Saget. And when I see my dad, I don't see Bob Saget. But as soon as Full House comes on, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this is my dad trying to teach me a lesson right now. Like, it's so funny.
That's so funny.
Did your dad ever sit you down for the serious talks like Bob did?
Did you ever have a pregnancy scare?
No. No, thank you. And if I did, I hope Lacey was there.
Oh my God,
Bob Saget.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Keep it
I
real.
Think anyone who has a teen pregnancy scare would want Lacey there.
I would want Lacey there, that's for sure.
That was the coolest reaction to we might be pregnant. Like, yay, we're going to have a baby.
But also keep in mind that she was a teen mom herself.
She did. I think I was coming from the place of, like, I'm going to try to give Jenna what my mom didn't in that moment when I was going through it and I was by myself. And she wasn't there for me. Like, I'm going to try to give Jenna what I would have wanted, you know, which Lauren so beautifully wrote on the page.
And speaking of things we really want, we want you guys to go on to iTunes.
Good transition.
And impregnate us.
That's not what I was going to say. I was going to say we want you to download our AfterBuzz TV movie that's created and directed by our home here. I'm messing this up.
Founders. It's okay.
They're going to be so mad at me. Our founders, Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro, produced a movie called
Adventures of Serial Buddies.
You need some help, Tiana?
Yes.
I'll rock in here with some help for you.
Thank you, Stephen. You go for it.
Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro are the founders of AfterBuzz TV, and they put out a movie that they've worked on for so many years, like 3 years now, called Adventures of Serial Buddies, and it's now out on iTunes for downloading, and we have lowered it. It's only $4.99 to download this movie. Mm. It's amazing, and we provide content for you guys all week long, all year long.
For free!
We don't charge, right, Tiana?
Right? No ads.
So
no product placement.
Every once in a while when we need some support, we give a few shout-outs on AfterBuzz TV, and this is what we're doing right now. So, I mean, we have, like, wardrobe was done by our very own Tamara Berg. We have John Comerford stars in the movie as well. Maria Menounos is in the movie. And then we have Christopher Lloyd, Christopher McDonald, Artie Lang,
Kathy Lee Gifford.
We got a whole all-star cast. I mean, it's just a great movie, and there's one way you can support us. It's just by going to iTunes and helping us out by downloading Serial Buddies, and you won't regret it. It's pretty.
It's hilarious.
Guys, speaking of product placement, how bad do you want a Twix right now?
Cloaked in chocolate.
Yeah. My goodness. That was. the biggest product placement moment I've ever seen in my life.
But it's working because I'm literally this whole time, I'm like, God, I just want one so bad.
You're like, caramel and chocolate.
Deliciousness.
Do you know, I don't even think I would have noticed it. I think I was,
really?
I did not think of it as product placement at all. I was like, ooh, that looks good.
Are you kidding? Oh, she like pulled it out like right in front of her
with
face.
The label.
And, like, who opened the Twix up here? It's like you do it down here, like in your bra. Yeah. He's got it going over.
Yeah, it's like she did that.
Yeah.
Watch After Buzz TV.
Yeah. It was a Vanna White moment. You know? It was a total Vanna White moment where she just kind of had this perfect Twix bar. Who can rip it open that perfectly, first of all?
It was probably props, had it ripped a little bit.
Yeah.
So that she could just, like.
And that way it wouldn't tear the logo.
Yep. Yep.
See, wow.
Perfect.
Yeah. Genius. I want one so bad.
Oh, and also, really quick before we forget, if you are on iTunes downloading The Adventures of Siri Buddies, which you should be, make sure that you also make a little stop to our iTunes playlist for this show. Since, you know, we're back for another season, make sure you rate us 5 stars, preferably. If you don't think we deserve 5 stars, let us know why so that we can get your 5 stars and keep bringing you awesome shows.
Yeah.
Woo, woo, woop, woop.
So there's your homework for the night.
You're welcome.
So back into Jenna's paper, she finally gets around to turning that in.
Also, would you feel awkward, typing up a paper about sex in high school?
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that.
Because I don't think, I didn't have sex in high school, but if I did.
That halo is gone now.
Hi, Mom. I think it would be really uncomfortable to type that to your teacher.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's nothing really comfortable about the school. I mean, look at the guidance counselor.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So the lessons that they're learning are quite different than when we were in school.
That's
child.
True.
So I don't know.
Back in
but yeah, real. That is kind of awkward.
But it's a creative writing class. I don't know. I had some pretty crazy hippie teachers that were, you know, very open about the drugs that they did and the crazy adventures that they had in high school and college in the 60s and stuff. And so I remember writing about some intense things, not that per se, but maybe indirectly in poetry, cryptically.
I love how everyone in the class assumed that it had to be about their first time sexually.
I think that's why Sadie was so upset when she went to the teacher,
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm.
She's a virgin.
Or is she?
I thought she was, right?
She
I know, but I'm just saying.
Which I love that about her character, actually. You know what I love that there's something about her that's kind of sacred. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But is it by choice or by default? Because she hasn't really had a boyfriend.
I would say it's by choice.
Yeah, because I mean.
Because Ricky Shorts wanted to get up that skirt.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, that's true.
I mean, minus that one time Maddie passed out on her, I think
that
was the only time that she didn't have a choice.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that, like, she was going to hook up with passed out Maddie, and I'm like,
no, I don't think that would work.
I told Molly, who plays Sadie, to call in. So if she does call in, then she can answer that for us.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Molly, we need to know. But after Jenna turns in her paper, I love the talk that the family meeting on Jenna's
my gosh.
Bed.
So funny.
Because I just love Lacey and Kevin. I wish that they were my parents. I love my parents to death, and they are so cool.
Lacey
and Kevin are just so fun.
Yeah.
They're like free spirits. I mean, they're totally going to town
on her bed
while she's still sitting there.
Well, I love how they started out this conversation, and because Jenna had wanted nothing to do with it, so they had this own private meeting by themselves right in front of her.
Yeah.
And then very quickly, Lacey's like, I can't do this. I took it out of the garbage. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I like this moment because I think it's like a little bit of a twist in character from last week when you're like, Jenna, you know, you have a boyfriend. So I want to know what's going on in Lacey's mind this week. Is she just encouraging it? Or
no, basically it's like, she's saying to her, it's okay to have a fantasy as long as it's a fantasy. Your father and I, we're married, we're in a relationship, but we still have fantasies. Like, that's fine as long as you remember you have a boyfriend.
What
you know
I
what I mean?
Know is who's your celebrity sandwich?
Who is my celebrity sandwich? You know who I have the biggest crush on right now is Jake Johnson, who's on New Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think,
and other piece of bread?
And the other piece of bread? Can I just have 2 pieces of him?
Double bread.
Yeah.
Double meat.
No, I'm loving him right now. I think he's so
funny
great.
Too.
Yeah. He's great. What about you?
I'm going to say Zac Efron and Harry Styles from One Direction. I'm a 12-year-old girl. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Christina?
I don't know. Come back to me on this one.
Giselle.
Well, besides Bomerchoff.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
Probably Ben Affleck and Justin Timberlake.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
I'm getting in there, too.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
And I'm agreeing with Justin Timberlake. I'm going to say Justin, JT, and... I feel like I should say someone black.
Usher.
So. I feel like I should say someone black.
I should. Will Smith.
Yeah.
Back in his, like, Fresh Prince days.
Yeah.
Before he was married with kids.
Wait,
he was married.
Can I do chocolate bread, too, then?
Yes.
I'm gonna
put some Nutella
Usher
on that bread.
Yeah, put some Nutella, flavor some Usher, and maybe a little Jay-Z. Just so I can feel
really?
Like gangster.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
You would not be gangster just because you have a Jay-Z.
A little bit off topic, guys. Let's.
No, actually, it's in the show, Steven.
Yeah.
Oh, then can I?
Yeah.
Now he wants to be a part of it.
Oh, man. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
It's a sandwich. It's a sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a sandwich.
It's the breads.
You know, I might throw some J-Lo in my sandwich.
Oh. I'll throw some Hayden Panettiere in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good choices.
She's gorgeous.
She's cute.
Yeah.
So now we all just need our celeb sandwiches to come true.
What about Christina's sandwich?
Guys, I want to go back to awkward.
Okay. She doesn't want to say.
You're making me blush. Okay?
She wants a Colin Jake sandwich.
I do.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, so after her awesome talk with her parents, because Lacey gives the best advice, you know, it's okay to have the fantasies and what you're feeling is normal for your age and whatnot. So Jenna turns in the paper and she ends up giving it to Maddie to read, which I think it's interesting that Maddie's never read her blog.
Well, it's not public?
It was public.
So that's
and
why
the
I'm
whole
confused.
School read it.
Well,
yeah,
I'm like torn because I think it's either because he's like a really good guy and is like, that's private, I shouldn't
read
it.
Or he can't read it.
See,
I think he feels bad about the way he's treated her and knows that most of those blog entries probably don't paint him in the nicest light.
Oh.
So he maybe doesn't want to face the reality of exactly how she felt when he was treating her that way.
I think it's more that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's more that like if it is a personal diary of Jenna's, there's and he's been such a big part of her life, there's got to be things in there that are not going to be favorable towards him. So I think that's what it is.
Yeah. And I think that between this episode and the one at the party when they end up or at the dance when they end up talking in the car for a little bit and Jenna asked him, you know, what is it that you like about me? I think between that and his answer to that and then tonight's response to him reading her paper where he made her fantasy come true, Maddie's scoring some major boyfriend points with me. Because he is just treating that girl all sorts of right.
Right at the right time.
So
when Colin's coming in and the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, swoon. I don't even think Maddie knows that Colin's a threat at this point, either.
Do you?
No.
I don't think he does.
I don't think he does either.
I thought you said the opposite. I thought you said that he does know. I'm like, really?
No, I don't think he knows.
Mm-mm.
I just feel like Colin's more Jenna's type, though, and I feel like she's going to end up with him.
Colin's who Jenna dates when she gets to college. Let her have fun in high school.
Do you know anything that you're allowed to say?
I know everything, but I can't tell you anything.
Our mind's about to be blown.
Your minds are going to be blown. I will say that. Like, the back 10 episodes of Awkward are unlike any that you've seen on the show thus far. And I think as a season in general, I think season 3 of any show is the most difficult to write. Because then you start branching out. You start branching out with other characters, other stories. You take your lead usually in a direction that you've never seen them go in before, which we will see with Jenna. And
oh my gosh, she's going to hook up with Angelique.
Oh. For sure.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Do you think she's going to have a threesome with Colin and Angelique?
Spin
because that would be really...
Oh my gosh.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Sorry, Nikki. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No.
Experimentation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the theme of the season is... who do I want to be? And I mean, I experienced that trying on a bunch of different hats. I mean, there were perms involved. There were, I thought I was, you know, a member of TLC at one point in time.
Like, is that what we heard in the beginning?
Yeah, that's exactly. I was experimenting with that. But, you know, to try to figure out, like, who do I want to be? Like, who, you know, what does that look like? So she's going to try on a few hats. Yeah.
And Do we know when you guys are coming back on for the Back 10 episodes?
We don't. We don't know if that will start in the summer and take us through into the fall, or if it'll start in the fall
take us through until the winter.
Yeah.
I wonder if it would be the fall, just because we've seen Halloween randomly already.
I know. That was... it's so funny because
when we were... Homecoming, when it's prom.
When we were filming that, I didn't even think about the fact that it was the Halloween... Like, I didn't even think that, this is going to come in like, the spring. And then when I was watching at home, I was like, we did a Halloween episode. And it's, what was it, April or something? Yeah. I think it was, yeah. Oh, well.
Hey, TV production. Works, it's the magic of TV.
Slutty costumes, girls in slutty costumes. It works every time.
Yeah. Any season's appropriate.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Ming and the Asian Mafia, because they are just my favorite.
It's so funny. Kitty, so they're gone now, though, right?
I kind of feel like maybe for a little bit they're gone, but maybe, you know, I don't think that Becca can be destroyed that easy and that she will come back for some more vengeance.
I loved the exchange in the sanctuary.
It was so...
Come with me.
Like, dramatic.
So dramatic.
You know? It felt like a daytime soap. I loved it. Fred Wu.
I'd rather take on Fred Becca than Idaho.
Fred Wu. So basically,
I'm white.
Yeah, I know. A white bitch.
White bitch takes on an Asian bitch. She gets in her face.
Well, I think it's funny because a few episodes ago, she asked Sadie for Asian bitch advice. You know, she asked a white bitch, and now she's like, screw that. Like, the white bitch knows,
she's,
and it's going to work.
Down.
Yeah.
I know, but that's like the definition of white girl crazy, too, just to get up in there and pounce.
Yeah.
I was so happy.
Have you guys ever been in fist fights?
No.
Well, just with my brothers, but I don't think that counts.
No. Yeah, that doesn't count. No.
I like my face
Have
too
you?
Much.
I was very close. Yeah. It was in high school. I was young, and I was sitting up in this one area of the auditorium with basketball players, and this girl who played basketball, she was a junior, and I came up there and she didn't like where I was sitting, and I was a bit of like I didn't like bullies. I still don't like bullies, and I'm from the South. Like, yeah. I'll fight. Like, if you really want to fight, like, let's fight. Like, seriously, you know? And so we went outside of the lunchroom. Like, there's the auditorium, then a little space in the lunchroom, and got in each other's faces, and like, really, like, we're pushing at each other and getting each other's faces, and then a teacher came out and like broke the two of us up.
Oh my god, that's so good.
So yeah. She was a basketball player. How tall was she? Because you're
she was tall. I mean, I played
like
basketball. I played the funniest part was is that the next year we ended up playing on the same basketball team, because like I started playing like you know, for the high school. Yeah, but I was little. I was little. Yeah, and I like all of our faces. Like, yeah.
Small
hold
baby.
My ears.
Yeah. Let me get my hoops out real quick.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Oh. Hold my rings. Hold my rings.
Yeah.
And then I just wanted to talk about I love Val so much.
Oh my gosh.
She's so great.
Are you guys gonna be besties again?
Yeah, I miss the Val. Oh,
yes. Actually, I was just saying to you that we just did a table read for 319 today, which is so far my favorite episode of the entire season, and there's so much Val Lacey stuff in this episode. I mean, I went over to Desi's house because we were working on the script for the table read, because there was a lot of stuff between us, and just like coming up with ideas and the things that would come out of our mouths. I was like, this is our job, this is our lives, like, this is so ridiculous and fun. I love her so much. How good is she?
She's hilarious.
She's so good.
Did you guys think when she pulls out her 32 notarized affidavits, which I love how the Asian Mafia turned on Becca.
I know. Oh, and the
You know, it's the first time that anyone's probably stood up to her. So, you know, Ming's like the head Asian in charge now.
It's like the Hunger Games up in this bitch.
Yeah, survival of the fittest. But when she pulled those out, do you guys think, because I know Val knows everything.
So do you think Val knows that Becca is just crazy and, like, runs the mafia?
For sure.
Yeah.
She's probably like, now's my time to get this girl out of here before something comes up on me, you know? Yeah. Becca needed to go.
It's so
Val
true.
Took care of it.
Could
love that
be a prediction?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. That's my prediction.
there you go.
Val might be a little nuts, but Lady knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she knows.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
How hard was it to keep a straight face during her poetry read or during the comedy?
Okay, so I have to say, actually, my heart broke, and I really wish that they would put on the full performance of her poetry read because it was so edited. And yep, I'm putting it out there. I was very upset about the way it was edited because you missed all of her stuff with the bongos where she's calling out things that she hates. Like, oh gosh, I wish I had the list, but like panties, you know, like moist. And she would flick the bongos as she would say all these words. And then, I mean, like, it was pamphlets. Like, it was just a series of random words, and she would do the bongos with it. I literally, like, I wasn't even on camera for half of that, and I would sit in there and watch her just do take after take after take because it was so good. I want MTV or maybe our editors just to edit that little piece together and share it on Facebook on the MTV Awkward page or something, just because it was so funny, and she was so good in it. I want people to see it.
Do you guys ever improvise?
Yeah.
She gets to improvise on the show, I think, because that's the one character that's like the wild card, you know? Mm-hmm. So she gets to like really do that, but they're very strict on all the other characters in the show. Like, very strict. Oh, like, okay. You almost have to, like, you got one last take and you know that they're going to move on after and just slip it right in there. Like, you know what I mean? If you, like, you just have to get it in there quick. Be like, oh, well, moving on. Oh, I guess I'll have to keep that.
Has anything you've ever done made it?
Yeah, actually. And it was something that I yelled from off camera, which I, you know, I was like, I'm just gonna try this. And I yelled it from off camera. And then they came up to me afterwards and they were like, yeah, don't do that. And I was like, really? But the whole crew like laughed. It got a joke. And then it landed in the edit and they kept it. So I was like, oh, well, okay. It was worth it then, getting jokes in trouble for that one little moment. Yeah.
I want to play bongos in here. Can you bring bongos next time?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should definitely do that next time. Well, I mean, I think we just want to interview you now.
Yeah.
We're already kind of doing it. I'm just letting you know it's coming.
So how did your... Like,
this is our AfterBuzz TV news. Yeah. Yes.
How did the role come about? Was it an audition or did they
approach you? It was. Okay. No. Well, yes, they approached me.
I would have.
I was sitting at home doing absolutely jack shit.
Maybe they were listening to Innocence.
I was at home turning down scripts left and right. I auditioned and I almost did not even audition for it because I had tested for so many pilots at pilot season where I had gone in for moms and they were just, you know, they'd bring me in and they'd bring me in again and then they would be like, she's just not old enough. She just, you know, and then I wasn't young enough to play like, you know, girls in college. It was a weird age. And so this came up and I read the pilot script and it scared me because the role I thought was so nuanced and complex. And I was like, I don't know if I'm good enough for this, like, to be honest. But then outside of that, all, you know, I had been rejected from so many rooms, like from playing a mom. And I was like, the mom of a 15-year-old, like if I'm getting rejected as a mom of a 4-year-old, like this is just really. So my agent called them back and they were like, no, it's MTV. We really want her to look younger than she is. And so I was like, all right. And I just went in with the attitude of like, okay, I'm just, the only way I know how to approach this character is not to think about what they're looking for. Instead, just to go, I'm just going to do my version of her the way I see her and have a good time because there's no way I'm getting this. You know, and it was the most fun I've ever had in a room, ever. And then the next day I tested got a call saying that they want you to test, and it was really awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And it had been a while, I think, since MTV had done something scripted that had stuck.
Yeah, it had been, I think they had skins that they are dead.
That was a huge hit.
Yeah.
Big success. They had the Hard Times of R.J. Berger.
I liked that show. I did too, actually. Yeah. Katzenberg, David Katzenberg, mm-hmm. who directs Awkward. He's actually directing our episode 17, 18 right now. He was involved with that show. Okay. And they did. Yeah, I liked that show too. But yeah, it had been I think they were making a play for scripted, and they really...
And rebranding.
Mm-hmm. Rebranding and trying to find quality material. And it definitely, I mean, it was quality material. I applaud them for looking at something like Awkward and wanting to do it and doing it really well, actually. Yeah. Yeah. You know? The show's really well done.
It could almost be, like we talked about earlier, like Ride the Line of corny. But it doesn't at all.
It really, really could. It could totally go to that, you know, Full House place. Yeah. You know? And we might at times do that, but I think if we do, we rebound pretty quickly.
Or
Sadie comes in.
Yeah.
You know?
You're welcome.
And reminds us that this isn't your normal high school show. You know? It's a really special, it's a special show. I'm so blessed to be a part of it.
And since you're going to be a mom now, too.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What traits do you want to take from Lacey that you think will transfer over to your parenting skills?
Her boobs. My husband hopes my boobs stay. Because I don't know if viewers know this, but when you get pregnant, your boobs become huge. Like, my husband the other day was like, wait, so they just go away? Like, nothing stays? And I'm like, nope, they're going to go right back to where they were before. To boob nothingness. But no, her heart. I mean, mm-hmm. like, Lacey has so much heart. She cares for, like, I've always said that Kevin's not her rock. Her rock is Jenna.
Yeah.
Like, Jenna has always been her, you know, her heart, her everything. And so, even though she makes mistakes, she always has the best of intentions. And I think that you're going to mess up as a parent. Like, you're going to do something wrong. But if your intentions are really good and come from a good place, your kid's going to see that at some point in time. Even if they're angry at you, and it may be not until they're 30, but they'll see it at some point in time.
How has it been having to cover up or adjust or, you know, costume?
Are you walking around
wardrobe
with a laundry basket nowadays?
Not yet, but I know it's coming, especially the last couple of weeks, because I just felt my belly really go, like, I go from, like, not really telling, like, yo, she's put on a few pounds. Like, you couldn't really tell till, like, now I have, like, definitely a pregnant belly. And I split my pants on set the other night.
That's so good.
Did you really? During a scene?
Oh, all down the middle. Like, I mean, and I've been telling them, I was like, because they're small pants.
Please,
like,
tell me there will be a blooper.
They're really small jeans. And I had been saying to them, and normally I would fit into them because Lacey, you know, so I always try to get in really good shape
She keeps it tight,
nice and tight. I mean, they're size 25 jeans. Those are small.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am like a week away from being 6 months pregnant. And I kept warning them it was going to happen. And oh my God. I tore them right down
that
the center.
So
like, so we went up a size. Yeah. Shirts are getting more flowy. You know, I don't have to wear, though, the boob contraction anymore or contraption, because usually they put me in this, like, a halter where it makes my boobs, like, three times the size that they normally are.
Get out.
Oh, wow.
That's what gives you Lacey boobs?
Yes.
Because normally I'm
a B cup. Like, sorry, folks. I'm normally, like, a little B cup. And no, like, they go to, like, Lacey size with this thing on.
Wow.
And one day, well, before they knew I was pregnant, the costume people started figuring out because they were like, staring at my boobs all the time, and I just noticed them staring, and I'd start to get really paranoid because I hadn't said anything. I wasn't out of my first trimester, and they were just staring at my breasts going, what the hell is happening to my breasts? Like, because they were just getting they looked like one huge boob, you know? So finally they were like, oh, that's what it was. So now I don't have any padding.
That's
it's just
funny.
Like, Yeah.
So fast forward, or rewind actually, backwards. Tell us about the Mickey Mouse Club. Because I just want to know all about it. I used to watch that.
Did
like
you?
The, yeah, like the all new one.
Justin, Brittany, Ryan, who you gave a shout out to in this episode as your sandwich.
I know, which would be really weird in person. You know, like, even though I don't talk to Ryan all the time, it's like you still feel like those people are your brothers and sisters.
I think we actually have a picture of the Ryan. Mickey Mouse Club days with Ryan.
Oh.
Do we, Steven?
Yeah, one sec.
Oh, okay.
It'll come up.
Yeah, it'll come up.
Is it our pyramid picture?
No. I don't think it's that one. It's a different one. Here it is.
Oh, or no, not. It's not.
let's hear about your Mickey Mouse Club days. So, you know, how'd that come about?
That was, I had come out, our pyramid.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my good God.
Look at that. There's so many young stars in this
crazy
picture right here.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Such a talented little group.
Oh, those were the days. I was in LA when I was about 11, and a bunch of agents. I was out here working, and they had said, "Well, you should just move out here." And my family was like, "That's not going to happen." And then they said, "Well, you know, they're going to be casting for, you know, 7 new Mickey Mouse Club members," and so look out for that in the next year. So I went home. I started watching the show. I became obsessed. Working on my audition, like, every weekend, you know. And then I told my agent in Jacksonville, Florida, like, if you hear of this, please let me know. And I did. First audition was in Jacksonville. Callback was in Atlanta. And then we had a casting camp in Orlando where there was 24 of us. And Jessica Simpson was there, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She didn't make it.
I know. Oh, well, she's only raking in like $200 million right now with her.
I think she survived that one.
Yeah.
She dodged a bullet.
I mean, really. Yeah. So, yeah. And then there was 24 of us. And then we all tested in front of the executives at Disney. And then 7 of us made it. It's crazy.
It's crazy that you're all still in the public eye, too.
Well, there was a concern about me for a while. I'm not going to lie.
You dated an in-sinker.
Yeah.
I
you
did.
Had that going for you. He was my favorite, too.
Was he?
Yeah, JC.
He's so talented.
He is.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tony Luca was on The Voice last
Tony
year.
Tony Luca was on The Voice. Talk about somebody who was talented.
Oh,
yeah.
He's so good.
God, he's so good. I just think that the, you know, Matt Cassetta cast the show, and he really did a good job of, like, not just finding, because they spent time with us. Like, at that casting camp, you're there all day long with these people. They're not just watching if they can sing, if you could dance, if you could act. They're watching how you interact. Like, you know, who are you as a person? It was
Diva.
More, yeah, it was more than just, yeah, it was more that Christina was totally, absolutely, even at 12, she was like, I mean, just amazing, though. I knew she was going to be huge one day. Like, without a doubt, that one. She just, like, had it, you know? But, yeah, it was a really special, special show. Anything you could have ever wanted to learn, you learned. Yeah. I mean, we worked hard.
That's cool.
Thrown in at a young age.
I have a lot of questions for you regarding, because what year are they now? Sophomores or juniors on Awkward?
Yeah, we are juniors.
Okay, so what's going to happen? Because I feel like this is an issue that happens with a lot of television shows, at least high school shows. Then they go off to college, or, I mean, what happens after high school? Like, where do these characters
awkward
evolve?
Like, are we going to? Yeah, I know.
Like, Saved by the Bell did it, guys.
I know.
Glee did it.
Well, I feel like it only follows, like, a few students, you know, a few lives, so they could do that.
Kevin
as
and Lacey
well
are going to have a spinoff, obviously.
Or, yeah. It'll be, it'll just be the Lacey and Val show.
Yeah.
That would be really fun, so actually.
No, we'd have to throw Sadie in there, too.
Yeah.
Like, she'd have to come in, and then Aunt Allie would have to come in. No, but we actually did. Lacey and Val got to do a webisode where they were trying to solve the Ricky Shorts thing, and we were dressed up in outfits, and it was like a Cagney and Lacey thing, and I was like, oh my God, if we could do this all the time, how happy would the two of us be? Because we love each other so much.
So do you know who killed Ricky Shorts?
Uh-huh. You do.
Are we going to find out?
Yeah, we're going to find out.
Are we going to find out on the show or in the webisodes?
No, we'll find out on the show.
Oh, okay.
Who killed Ricky Schwartz. But I don't know. Like, there's two ways that you could do it. You could Friday Night Lights it, which is some characters stay, you know, and you could find ways to implement them into the show. But then you also find new young freshmen that come up. I think that would be harder to do with Awkward because it is such a, it's like a Felicity type show.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is her voiceover. It is the, you know, it's her. It's Jenna. Yeah. So I think for Awkward, in my opinion, in order for it to work, it would have to continue to follow Jenna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, because let's be honest, college wasn't such a breeze either. I mean, yeah. I'm sorry. That was awkward too.
Yeah.
Like, totally. You know, I you didn't all of a sudden get to college and you were the cool girl in town. Like, that's not,
I
at least.
Mean,
maybe you.
That's not just all excluded.
Not for me.
I would love to see Lacey follow her to college too, because that would just be so funny.
Well, Lacey will try to, because she didn't get to go to college.
Yeah, Lacey.
Val will try to follow her to college.
Yes.
And Tamara will take
tomorrow.
Tomorrow we'll take Val's spot in high school.
I mean, I think, I really honestly believe that it can be, I really think that it could be done, I think, in a very smart way to take, you know, take Jenna to college in that area. You could take her to college in that area. You could keep kids around. I mean, Gossip Girl did it by staying regional.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
NYU, yeah.
And so I feel like Awkward could do that, too, by keeping it regional and following Jenna.
Yeah, and you mentioned Aunt Allie.
Yeah.
And Molly tweeted a picture of those two from set. Can you tell us any hints about what kind of antics she might be up to this time?
Yes. I mean, she's still smoking cigarettes and drinking in my house.
So she is or she's not pregnant.
She's just doing it in Chanel suits, you know? all I will say is she is back, and we have, and it's fun because of her relationship with Sadie. We now get to have loads of girl scenes where it's like Aunt Allie and Val and Lacey and Sadie and Jenna all together. That's just so much fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a great time.
We just filmed that episode not too long ago, and it was just like girls' day every day. All of us, all of my favorite people. It's great.
I love that the cast is predominantly female too.
Yeah. Which gives, I mean, that's a bitch for hair, makeup, and wardrobe, just because, you know what I mean? I mean, they really have to, they work so hard. I don't know how they do it. They keep that trailer so organized, especially, you know, I mean, not that anybody's a kid on the show, but like, you know, it's the ages of 21 to, you know, 35 on the show, and primarily women, and they just, you know, they worked that hair and makeup trailer. They're amazing.
Who of the cast would you trust most with your future baby?
With my future baby?
Yeah.
That's so hard. That's so hard because all of them would teach my baby something specific, you know, that I think...
That's such a nice way to look at it, they would teach your baby.
They really would. They would all teach, like, him something, you know, something specific that, or quality of theirs that I would want my baby to have.
Aww.
Because each one of them are so special in their own way, you know, like, whether it's Ashley, who plays Jenna, or Molly, or Tamara, like, every single one of these people on the show are so special and different. Like, it's really, like, magic. We're so lucky. This doesn't happen all the time on most shows. It really does not. You know, the last time it happened for me was on North Shore. And so I would really want him to experience all of their good qualities.
So I have an idea.
Yeah.
Turn your trailer into a nursery.
Yes.
And then whoever's not shooting at the time is in there with the baby, and it's a rotating nanny shift.
By the way, I told that to my mom the other day. She was like, what are you going to do? Like, you know, if Awkward comes back for season 4, like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, well, leave the baby in the trailer and somebody will watch it.
There's enough of us.
Make sure you tell Bo about the skin-to-skin bond.
Oh, yes.
So then you can Instagram pictures of a shirtless Bo.
With a baby on it. Could you imagine?
You get so many likes.
I would get so many Twitter followers. Don't think I try to use Bo all the time to get Twitter followers. Him and Brett Davern. I'll be like, the next, you know, 500 people that follow me get a, like their boxers in the mail.
You said something about not knowing if you're coming back for season 4.
Yeah, well, we never know. We never know.
No, I know. You're coming back. Like, I feel like there's no
way. Yeah, there's no way you're not.
Way.
I never, like,
look at Ricky Schwartz.
I got scared
yeah,
for a second.
Listen. Ricky Schwartz, like, we could get Ricky Schwartz, yeah.
Like. But I don't know anybody, like, most shows by the third season lose followers.
Yeah.
Everybody I know that watches it, it's still just as engaged.
And well, a lot of people are still learning about it, yeah. too.
They yeah. are still learning about it. I think this season has been, it has been harder because we've aired it in the spring when we're in school. So, like, I think half of our viewers are watching on the night and the other half are watching on downloads, you know? So it's been one of those weird seasons where we're like, wait a second, where are our viewers? Oh, they show up here.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm
saying? Why
yeah. isn't it on demand?
I don't know.
Yeah. So frustrating.
I mean, we just got on Netflix this year. So, I mean,
baby
you know,
steps.
We have to be patient.
Well, it used to be, I think like the latest one, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it used to be.
But it's
exclusive now, I guess.
Exclusive. I don't know why we wouldn't. Like, I think that would be so dumb if we didn't get a season 4. But we never know, like, until they usually wait, MTV, until after everything is aired to let us know. Yeah, it's like, it's a definitely a waiting game. But I don't know why we wouldn't, you know. Take these kids at least through senior year.
Yeah, at least.
Maybe beyond.
You definitely. Got so oh, sad yeah. for a second.
Well, I just got very emotional. First of all, okay, I will say this is my first time watching it. The awkward. I caught up on 3 seasons because these guys were like, oh my God, the show is amazing. You have to do it with us. I'm like, okay, I haven't really gotten into a show. And then I'm like, wait, I'm obsessed.
And then before you know it, you're like not sleeping. You're sitting in your bed with your computer.
I watched like 3 seasons, 2.5 seasons in like 2 days. And my boyfriend's like, oh, hey, by the way, I exist. And I'm like,
no, you really don't.
I'm like, sorry, not right now.
Maddie.
Yes.
So
thank
it's
you.
So great.
Thank you so
much. So when
much.
You said that, I was like, uh-uh.
No, believe me, it would be the saddest. It would be the saddest day ever. Like, actually, Molly and I were just talking about that, like, earlier. Like, how sad that would be if that, like, she's like, oh my God, could you imagine that day? And I'm like, no, I don't want to ever imagine that day. Let's not even talk about it. Yeah.
Can you give us any hints about Molly's character, Sadie? Because we're obsessed with her as well.
Her and Austin.
Yeah. And we want to know what devilish, like, deed she's going to be up to.
Well, I think the thing with Jenna and her is it's like, Jenna seems to be this girl that doesn't really have to do much in order to have it all. And like, she's just this good person. Like, we're going to see her make some mistakes this season, like any teenager. But I think, like, she is Sadie's nemesis because it's like, what is so special about her for her to get, you know, the hottest guy in school? And it immediately makes her a target because she is everything that Sadie wishes she could be. In a way. But the thing I love about the character of Sadie is that her anger, and I would love for them to explore this more. We did see it. I didn't know if it was season 1 or 2 with her mom.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I think it was season 1, you know, where we saw a little bit of how her mom's a bully and how her home life is really messed up. And I think that's true for any bully or any person you'll find like that at a school. If you look, you know, underneath the covers, you will find someone who's not living a happy life at home, and they take it out on somebody else at school, which that's what I love that about her character. And I love that that gets to come through every once in a while. She doesn't let it show for long.
Right.
You know?
I love seeing you guys interact outside of the show, like on the reunion, for example, and seeing, like, she's so nice and she just seems so fun, and the three of you just love each other.
We do. We all love each other very much. I can't even tell you. I mean, in this season, we've gotten as a cast even closer than ever. And we're family. Yeah, we really are.
I like it when I hear that from cast.
Yeah, me too.
Me too, but you always hear that.
But I believe
it's not always true.
I believe Nikki.
It's not always true. It's not always true. I will tell you that. It's really not. I mean, like family, we get mad with each other. We get annoyed with each other. Like, oh, you know, like generally be like, oh my God, I'm so annoyed with, but like in 5 minutes, it'll be like, oh, but I need you. I need to talk to you. You know, we all do that. It really is like family. You know, we have good days, bad days, but at the end, it's like, don't mess with a family member. Like,
that's cool.
It's about to get real. Yeah, I mean,
She's like, small but mighty.
If I didn't pounce on that basketball player in high school,
absolutely.
It's gonna happen now.
Yes, I know. And that's been also cool, like being pregnant with a little baby coming, like Ashley, who plays my daughter, like she got me like the stroller of all strollers, like a Cadillac of strollers. I come into my trailer and there's this like huge stroller in my trailer. And I just like, I mean, like tears in my, I mean, cause I mean, I just think about it now. It makes me want to cry because it's like forever. My baby will have this little stroller that That's was really given to me by, you know, somebody who I care about so much and work with every single day. Like,
and who's your other baby?
Who's my other baby? She is. Well,
and that's good too, though, because if they were bad people, you have to spend so much time with them.
Sunday through Thursday.
You imagine?
I'm not saying everyone on our set is. I'm just saying our cast is.
So, Nikki, what else? What other projects do you have that you're working on or that we can catch you in?
Besides pregnancy. Yeah,
besides pregnancy.
Anything coming up?
No, that right now is pretty much this. We finished shooting at the end of June. By then, I'll be almost 7 months pregnant, so I'll be out of commission unless there's some like pregnant woman role.
Maya Rudolph always finds a role when she's pregnant.
I know, but she's also Maya Rudolph. She just writes it.
It could happen.
Yeah, no, Maya Rudolph. Actually, Maya Rudolph is sitting at home turning down scripts, pregnant or not. You know, I am not. But yeah, so I mean, I got to earlier in the season, you know, do CSI, and I filmed like this amazing short with that Kevin Spacey produced, and Willem Dafoe. I got to do that with him, which was really awesome. I was just sitting there like, I'm getting to act opposite Willem Dafoe. That's so cool.
That's crazy.
But besides that, once I'm done with this, it's having a baby and then hoping for that fourth season, and if so, we'd get started in January. Yeah.
Fun. And where can everyone follow you on Twitter or Facebook? Where
at
are your social
Nikki
media?
Deloach is my Twitter. And
two Ks.
Yes, NikkiDeloach. And then Facebook is Nikki Deloach. Yeah.
Are you on Instagram?
I am.
Yay,
actually.
I want to follow you.
Yeah. But I'm just learning how to use it. Like, I
just wait until you have your child.
Seriously, I was on it this whole time. That's funny.
Pee-pee teepee.
Yeah. Oh.
Pefe.
For little boys, yes. Yeah, I had a brother. I don't know. That's the scariest thing. I'm like, oh, I have to deal with like a penis. Another penis in my house. Like,
you're outnumbered now.
I have two male cats and a husband, and now I'm having a baby boy. That's four peanut. Well,
but
the cats have been like.
Once it gets to high school, it'll be so much easier.
Because girls are so much drama.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or middle school, actually. Not even high school. Middle school, it gets crazy for girls. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Instagram, Nick, N-I-K, then my last name, Deloach. Okay. D-E-L-O-A-C-H. Yeah.
Following right now.
Yeah. So then I can follow you.
Yeah. Yay. We're all going to be follow buddies. Yay. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with
us. Thank you guys.
This was so much fun. Yes. I don't think I've laughed this hard in I don't know how
my
long.
My dog is killing me. Like,
I'm like the Joker right now. I have a permanent smile on my face.
Same.
Just from weirdo.
You guys are great. And thank you so much for supporting the show. Like, honestly, our show, it became what it became because of people like you, like critics and fans, you know, like that is why our show, that is why we get renewed. That's why I have a job. That's why I do get to like, you know, play this amazing character is because of like people like you. So thank you so much.
I mean, you guys do all such a great job.
It's so good.
Thank you. We love it.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into some news and gossip quickly.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I feel like every week I have news about Bo and Brett.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't see a problem with it, but
you know what? I don't want to hear it unless it's a shirtless picture. Sorry.
It's not
a visual. I'm just kidding.
It's not, but it's something that you could go ask them to get shirtless for, because they're actually performing at the Improv Comedy Festival together. They're doing this Friday, June 7th, I believe. It's the comedy festival, and it's presented by Dr. God. And I guess Brett has done this before, and this time he's bringing his bro, Bo.
Where is it?
Guys, go. It is... Why don't I know that?
Actually, somebody... Christian from AfterBuzz is hosting it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. He does the voice with you.
Yeah. Oh. Hold on. I will tell you where it's at.
It's... I thought it had it on this paper, but I can't. iOS.
iOS. There we go.
There it is. It's right in front of my face.
I want to go.
Yeah, it's Friday, June 7th, and tickets are $10. They're on the main stage. It's at 10 p.m. So if you're in the L.A. area, you want to go.
So Nikki, designated driver?
I'll get a van.
So make sure, you know, you guys get tickets to that. I think we should all go because we can yell, show us your abs.
Yeah. Take it off.
We need a topic. Shirtless.
Yeah.
That's just going to be us all night.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. Anyone else with news and gossip?
Nope.
All right. Let's get into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Christina, you usually start this. You're usually like so animated and ready
to go.
She's
made a couple predictions tonight.
Yeah.
I predict.
Oh, did you hear that? Yeah. She's made a couple predictions.
Yeah.
So. Are they true?
I won't tell you that, but she's made some predictions.
I'm going to stick with mine and say that Jenna is going to get pretty naughty and she's going to have a little affair with Angelique and maybe Colin as well.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Menage a trois.
I'm going to predict the same thing I predict every week. Sadie and Maddie are going to have sex. It's all I want.
You're a creep.
I know. I can't help it.
Mind blown. I kind of wonder if Maddie and Jake would ever kiss.
Ooh.
I'm just like going all the way out here.
I feel like this is more for your personal pleasure than for the show.
No. This is the girl who can't watch Magic Mike because that's just not really...
Hey, I will take the personal pleasure from that.
Perfect. And I agree with Christina.
Yeah, I like Christina's prediction. I'm going to predict what I always predict. I want Sadie and Austin to be together. Angelique's brother. I think Sadie needs to get some so that she's a little bit nicer.
Do you guys think Becca killed Ricky?
Nikki's face. I can't read it. She's not giving me anything. But
oh my god!
I think you have really good prediction.
And I predict that Becca will be back for vengeance against Ming.
Okay,
that's what I'm predicting there. Nikki, do you want to give us any predictions or just spoilers?
Are you allowed to?
Tell us who's the most spot on.
Almost like their character.
You can't tell us that.
Well, I'm trying to get anything out, Giselle.
Who will surprise us the most?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Who, at the character?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jenna.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we want to know what you guys think and to follow us on our Twitters and Instagrams to keep the conversation going. Where can they find you guys?
You could find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Zias, and check out my fashion blog, MissZias.com.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jason Eichler, or you can trend me, hashtag Jason Eichler.
thanks for watching, everyone. You can find me at Giselle Ugardi and SprintingInStilettos.com.
You can find me at TweetT22. And Nikki, once again, for everyone, in case they missed it, where can they find you on Twitter?
At Nikki DeLoach.
Thank you so much for coming
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Until next week, the mid-season finale, where our minds will be blown. We'll see you guys next time.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
You're welcome.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.